The vaccination development, yes, AI played a major role in vaccination development. It accelerated the vaccine research by predicting protein structures and identifying potential vaccine candidates faster than the traditional method. Where the traditional method would have taken much more time, it was easier by AI technology to accelerate the vaccine drive and the research. The traditional method of vaccine development involves identifying a disease-causing agent, isolating its key antigen, growing it in lab, then using that antigen to create a weakened or inactivated form which is injected into individuals to stimulate their immune system to produce an antibodies against the pathogen, allowing them to fight off the future infection with the live virus. This process usually includes rigorous testing in multiple phases to ensure safety and efficiency. So now let us understand the key steps in vaccine method in brief. Okay, so first step involves pathogen identification. Scientists isolate and study the disease causing microbe. Then happens antigen selection. The most relevant antigen from the pathogen is identified and isolated. Then the vaccine production is done. The antigen is either weakened, inactivated, or presented as a subunit. Then the preclinical testing happens, where the vaccine is tested in laboratory animals to assess safety and immune system. Then starts with three phases of clinical trial, where a small group of volunteers to assess safety and determination is done in phase 1, and in phase 2, larger group to further evaluate safety and preliminary efficacy. In third phase, the larger scale trials are done to confirm efficacy and monitor the side effects. Then comes the regulatory review and approval. The data from clinical trials is submitted to the regulatory agencies for thorough review and potential approval for public use. Then comes a phase of manufacturing of these vaccines, and then comes post-marketing surveillance. So all these steps were used in traditional vaccine development. So I've explained you all the steps in traditional method of vaccine, but now let's get into more detail of it. Okay, understanding the pathogens is identifying the pathogens that cause the disease, the pathogen structure, the genetic makeup, and how it infects and causes the disease in human. A time-consuming and technically demanding process. Then antigen selection. An antigen is a substance that triggers an immune response. Scientists identify the part of the pathogen, such as the protein or the polysaccharides, that can be used as antigen in the vaccine. The chosen antigen must be one that will simulate the immune system to recognize and fight the pathogen if the person is exposed to it in the future. This process involves trial and error experimentation, which is time-consuming, resource-intensive, and unpredictable. The vaccine is designed involves formulating an immunogen that can effectively mimic the pathogen and trigger robust immune system response. The formulation must be stable, safe, suitable for mass production. The traditional approaches to designing a vaccine include live attenuated vaccines. These are used for use a weakened form of pathogen that cannot cause disease in healthy individual. Examples are measles, mumps, rubella. Then comes inactivated or killed vaccine. These use pathogens that have been killed or inactivated, so it cannot cause disease. An example is the polio vaccine. Then comes subunit, recombinant, polysaccharide, and conjugate vaccines. These use specific pieces of the pathogen, like its protein, sugar, or capsid, to provoke an immune response system. Examples are the HPV virus and the hepatitis B vaccines. Then comes toxoid vaccines. These are made using toxins produced by pathogens that have been inactivated. Toxoid vaccines are used to protect against the disease caused by bacteria such as tetanus and diphtheria. preclinical testing. Now let's move to the next step of preclinical testing, where the vaccines are tested on laboratory animals, and later this step helps us to identify the potential side effects of the appropriate dose. This step is time consuming and may not accurately predict human immune response. Later comes the stage of clinical trials. Now the clinical trials, as I spoke before, come in three phases, where phase one is of smaller group, where the volunteers receive the vaccine, they are tested for safety and appropriate dosage, then it examines the vaccine's ability to induce an immune response. Then comes phase two, which is also tested in little larger group as compared to phase one, with a similar age group and the health to those whom the vaccine has been intended. This phase continues to assess safety, dosage and immunogenicity. Phase 3 is administered in thousands of participants to further assess the safety and effectiveness. This phase is crucial for identifying rare side effects and confirming vaccine's ability to prevent the disease. And then after these three trials are done, then comes a regulatory review and approval. So the data is collated and produced in front of regulatory agencies who review the data, inspects the manufacturing facilities, and before approving the vaccines for public use. Then is the manufacturing phase, where the vaccines are produced on the larger scale with a strict quality control measures to ensure batch of vaccine is safe and effective. And then the last stage comes as post-marketing surveillance. Even after the vaccine is approved and distributed, it continues to be monitored for safety and effectiveness. Yes, the monitoring is a continuous process. It's an ongoing surveillance which helps us identify any rare or long-term side effects and ensures continued safety of the vaccine. Now, the traditional method in vaccine development faced several challenges. You must have seen that, you know, there is a large data involved, which involves coordinating of data, collecting the response of the vaccines, collecting the pathogens, understanding the basically the make of antigens. So there is a lot of stages which goes through the traditional method in developing a vaccine, and it takes several years to bring the vaccine in the market for the use of humans. But with the trial and error process, the traditional method is also expensive, considering the, you know, years of research, what it goes through, and the human resources which is involved, and the survey which is involved. So there is a lot of things which are involved, which makes it very expensive and limiting the investment in vaccine candidates. The cost attributed in research and development, preclinical and clinical testing, and regulatory approvals and manufacturing scale up. So there are multiple places where the costs are attributed. Identifying suitable antigens can be challenging and complex. Pathogens with multiple antigenic targets. The clinical trials have typical attrition rates exceeding 80% from preclinical stages to market approval. So, the regulatory approval entails rigorous evaluation of safety, efficacy, and manufacturing process by regulatory agencies. The rapid advancement of AI technologies after several opportunities to accelerate vaccine design, optimize immunogen formulations, and predict immune responses with great precision and efficiency. AI algorithms include machine learning and deep learning and leverage genomic data, protein structures, immune system interactions to predict antigenic epitopes, assess immunogenicity, and prioritize antigens for experimentation. The use of AI in vaccine development comes with its own challenges, such as data heterogeneity, model interpretability, algorithmic biases, and regulatory considerations. So all these challenges need to be addressed, and to realize the full potential of artificial intelligence in vaccine development. So AI in vaccine development includes steps like tracking of RNA, target identification, antigen selection, predict binding scores of candidate proteins, predictive modeling, predict potential epitopes, real-time monitoring and data analysis. The clinical trials design, identify target population and design multi-epitope vaccine, drug discovery and adjuvants discovery. Now let us understand in the next few slides in detail all these points what I have summarized. Now let's first start with target identification. So identifying the pathogens and understanding its biological genetics is how it causes the disease. The artificial intelligence method of vaccine development typically involves several key steps what we have seen before. It involves identifying potential antigens using machine learning, designing optimal vaccine candidates with molecular simulation, predicting immunogenicity and safety through computational modeling, and optimizing clinical trials using data analytics, and continuously improving vaccine design based on real-world data, all aimed at accelerating the development process and improving vaccine efficiency while minimizing cost. So now that we have learned about traditional way of vaccine development, let us understand artificial intelligence way of vaccine development. The artificial intelligence method of vaccine development typically involves several steps. It involves identifying potential antigens using machine learning, designing optimal vaccine candidates with molecular simulations, predicting immunogenicity and safety through computational modeling, optimizing clinical trials using data analytics, and continuously improving vaccine design based on real-world data, all aimed at accelerating the development process of vaccine and improving vaccine efficiency while minimizing cost. Now, let us understand each of the steps in detail of how AI helps us in development of vaccine. The first comes target identification, where data acquisition and pre-processing is done, which involves genome sequencing, where we obtain the complete genome sequence of the target pathogen to analyze potential protein targets for vaccine development. Protein structure prediction using algorithms to understand the 3D structure of potential antigens. Then comes immunological data collection, which is gathering of data on known immune responses to similar pathogens or antigens to inform antigen selection. Then comes the process of antigen selection, prioritizing proteins as vaccine candidates. Here, the antigen identification and selection involves machine learning algorithms, which employ machine learning models like random forest or support vector machines to identify the most immunogenic epitopes, the antigen regions that trigger as a strong immune response from the pathogen's protein sequence. Then comes epitope prediction. So epitope prediction involves predicting which protein regions are most likely to bind to immune receptors based on sequence characteristics and structural features. Then comes predicting binding scores of candidate proteins. A binding source typically refers to the region of the protein where the interactions with the other molecules occur, such as potential drugs or other proteins. The AI models use scoring functions to quantify the binding strength between proteins and ligands. Then comes vaccine design and optimization. So it involves molecular dynamics simulations using computational modeling to simulate how potential vaccine candidates interact with suniye na ye wale slide se wapas lenge. Now let us start with the steps involved in artificial intelligence in vaccine development. Let's go ahead with the first step, that is data acquisition and pre-processing. So it involves genome sequencing, that is obtaining the complete genome sequence of the target pathogen to analyze potential protein target for vaccine development. Then comes protein structure prediction, using protein structure prediction algorithms to understand the 3D structure of protein antigens. And later comes immunological data collection, gathering data on known immune responses to similar pathogens or antigens to inform antigen selection. So when we talk about antigen selection, AI helps in identifying which proteins from pathogens can be used as a vaccine candidate by analyzing the large data sets of viral genomes and protein structure. It analyzes vast data sets of genetic information, protein structure, immunological data to identify potential antigens. Epitope Predict is an AI tool designed to predict immunogenic sequence from protein sequences, aiding in the selection of potential vaccine candidates. Predicting binding score of candidate proteins typically refers to the regions or sites on a protein which interact, where interactions with other molecules occur, such as potential drugs or other proteins. The AI models use scoring functions to quantify the binding strength between the protein and the ligands. Now, the two key methods to use to evaluate binding affinities are physics-based scoring and graph neural network. Physics-based scoring combines of physical energy functions and machine learning helps refine predictions, whereas graph neural networks enhance prediction accuracy by considering the intricate details of binding poses and chemical environments. Antigen identification and selection involves machine learning algorithms and epitope prediction. When we talk about machine learning algorithm, the models employing models, machine learning models like random forest or support vector machines are used to identify the most immunogenic epitopes from the pathogen's protein sequence. Whereas epitope prediction predicts which protein regions are most likely to bind with immune receptors based on the sequence characteristics and structural features. Now, few examples of predicting potential epitopes include BiPred. It predicts the linear B cell epitopes based on certain amino acid properties and their locations. It is widely used in vaccine research to identify potential B cell epitopes from protein sequence. DiscoType utilizes protein 3D structures to predict conformational B cell epitopes by combining structural data with residual spatial location. The DiscoType is useful in identifying epitopes in complex protein molecules. Then comes ProxyPred. ProxyPred uses both sequence and structure-based data to predict T cell epitopes, which helps in designing vaccines targeting cellular immunity. Epitope Predict, an AI tool that predicts both T cell and B cell epitopes by integrating sequence data with structural features. It is a valuable tool in designing multiple epitope vaccines. During the COVID-19 pandemic, AI and bioinformatics tools were used extensively to predict epitopes of SARS-CoV-2 virus. AI can accelerate the discovery of adjuvants by shifting to through large chemical databases to predict which compound could potentially improve vaccine efficiency. This reduces the reliance on trial and error methods and speed up the discovery processes. The adjuvants are molecules, compounds, or macromolecular formations that boost the potency and longevity of the specific immune response to antigens, but cause minimal toxicity or long-term immune effects themselves or in short substance and enhance the immune response. the design of multi-epitope vaccines, which is AI and in silico approaches are used to design multi-epitope, which combines several epitopes to enhance immunogenicity. Now, let us go ahead and understand the clinical trial design and AI role in clinical trial design. By leveraging AI, can streamline and enhance various aspects of trial processes, including patient recruitment or patient selection, trial design, monitoring, and data analysis. The AI algorithms can optimize trial protocols by simulating different trial scenarios, predicting potential outcomes, and identifying optimal endpoints, significantly reducing the time and cost associated with vaccine development. However, the AI technologies are not intended to completely replace the traditional preclinical and clinical testing methods. The integration of AI into the stages is meant to complement and enhance the existing processes, ensuring that vaccines meet stringent safety, efficacy, and regulatory requirements. Now, let's go ahead and understand real-time data analysis. During clinical trials, AI can monitor participants' responses and identify adverse events in real time, allowing rapid adjustment to the dosing regimes or the trial protocols, enhancing participants' safety and trial efficiency. The predictive modeling can simulate the immune system and create predictive models to identify novel targets for vaccines against the bacterial and the viral disease. This helps in developing new superior vaccines faster rate. Further, we understand the tracking of RNA mutations of a virus. An AI model such as Evescape and LeucaProt are employed to predict and monitor RNA mutation in viruses. These tools help scientists to stay ahead of viral evolution, ensuring effective against emerging strains. So we also during COVID times must have seen various strains which were coming across various strains of COVID, and how the tracking of RNA mutations has helped us track the new mutations, new strains of the COVID, and help us prevent the future spread of the disease. The AI tools for tracking RNA mutations like Evescape combines a modular evolutionary sequences with detailed biological and structural information to predict likely virus mutations. It anticipates variation in viruses like COVID, what we spoke about, HIV and influenza. AlphaFold, developed by DeepMind, is a tool used to predict protein structures from amino acids sequences. The AlphaFold is applied broadly in predicting structural impact of mutations, enhancing the understanding of viral evolution. The further we take example of NextStrain, an open source project that uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to visualize the evolution of pathogens by analyzing genomic data in real time. It was widely used in tracking the spread and evolution of COVID-19 during the pandemic. Now, let us understand the Evescape in COVID-19 pandemic. Okay, we already spoke about this. It helped researchers stay ahead of new variants by providing insights into the potential changes in the various virus structure. We all have seen how new variants were coming, emerging, and how we were fighting the new variants, how our researchers were working on the treatment, on the look of the viruses, how their structure, their makings, and how we were able to prevent the spread. NextStrain was used crucially in monitoring and visualization the global spread and evolution of SARS-CoV-2, enabling public health responses based on the real time. And in AlphaFold, in COVID, were used to predict the structural changes in influenza virus. So now let us understand how AlphaFold was used in influenza tracking. It used to predict the structural changes in influenza virus, improving the design of annual flu vaccines by understanding how mutations in the virus hemagglutinin protein affect vaccine efficacy. Now, let us understand the applications of AI technologies further. AI tools like machine learning used ML algorithms such as decision trees and random forest, predict antigen epitopes, assess immunogenicity, and prioritize antigen based on diverse features. The applications used in vaccine development were predicting antigen epitopes, assessing immunogenicity, and prioritizing antigens for experimentation. The deep learning tools were used in DL techniques, including convolutional neural networks, CNNs or RNN, and were used for sequence-based prediction of protein folding and vaccine candidate identification. It helped in sequencing-based epitope and protein folding prediction, vaccine candidate identification. The hidden Markov model, that is HMM, our probabilistic model used to predict beta cell and T cell epitopes by capturing sequence motifs and structural patterns. They predicted B cell and T cell epitopes. Neural networks, we have already spoken about machine learning, neural networks and recurrent neural networks. They included feed-forward neural networks and recurrent neural networks to utilized for epitope prediction, protein interaction prediction, and structure-based vaccine design. The generative AI models were used, such as variational autoencoders and generative adversarial networks, were employed for de novo immunogen design and generation of novel vaccine candidates. Molecular dynamic tools were used in simulation study, the dynamic behavior and structural stability of immunogens, facilitating the rational design and optimization of vaccine constructs. Whereas virtual screening techniques such as molecular docking and ligand-based screening were used to compound libraries to identify potential adjuvant candidates. Now, the structure-activity relationship model used AI tool were used for SAR models, analyzing the structure function, the relationships, and guiding the rational design and optimization for adjuvant formulations. So here we see the vaccine design pipeline refers to the systematic and structured processes involved in developing a vaccine from an initial concept to a final product. The objective of integrated vaccine design is to streamline the process of antigen discovery and clinical deployment. The integration of AI technologies, various techniques, uses big data analytics, cloud computing, and vast computing powers and storage capacity, which transforms the vaccine design pipelines, thereby accelerating the vaccine development. The AI algorithms analyze large data sets to help us predict the data, which helps us in fasting the decision of making vaccine process. The integrated feedback mechanism and the adaptive learning strategies enable real-time adjustments to vaccine formulation, dosages, and delivery systems. The integrated pipeline uses iterative cycles of experimentation and computational modeling. And then they also enable exploring the alternative vaccine formulations, dosages, and delivery systems to optimize vaccine efficiency, stability, and scalability. Now that we have understood how traditional vaccination was made and how AI technology driven vaccination was created, vaccines were created or developed, let us go ahead and understand the challenges in AI driven vaccine design. So despite the remarkable progress in AI driven vaccine design, which helps us fasten the vaccination, you know, creating vaccines and reduces the cost, the AI vaccine development presents with several challenges. Now, addressing these challenges is also very important to you realize its to reach its full potential and translate research findings into public health outcomes. Now, what are the key challenges and what are the solutions? So while we only talk about challenges, we should also think about solutions. And here are few key challenges what you see on your screen board, which involves your heterogeneous and fragmented data, which limits your model performance, where the standardized data formats and rigorous data cleaning processes and data sharing techniques are the solution to this kind of challenges. The opaqueness of artificial intelligence models, non-transparent explainability of decision making of the models is one of the challenges where collaborative effort between the AI research and a domain expert to validate AI-driven insights for the scientific research is one of the solutions to this challenge. Now, let's go ahead with another challenge, which involves regulatory framework, which may not be fully accommodating AI-driven vaccines, but interpretability techniques to enhance the model transparency help us in overcoming this challenge. The complexity of biological systems make AI algorithms more complex. Developing robust guidelines and transparent reporting is one of the solutions on these challenges. So while there are challenges, there are also solutions what we have. And these challenges can be overcome with standardization of data, collaborative effort between the AI research and the domain expert, interpretability, and of course, developing robust guidelines and transparent reporting. Now, let us go ahead and talk in detail about these challenges. When we talk about heterogeneity of data, it involves data for vaccine development relies on diverse data sets. Yes, any development or any AI tool requires lot of data. It works on large data set, big data sets, and that helps it relies on diverse data sets, which encompasses genomic sequences, protein structure, immune response profiles, and clinical outcomes. However, they are often fragmented to be incomplete, biased, which is one of the posing challenges for training robust and reliable AI models. And addressing data heterogeneity requires concerted efforts. It requires to harmonize data, harmonize the collection methods, develop standardized data formats, and of course the cleaning of data and sharing the data across the stakeholders. The interdisciplinary collaboration between the computational biologist, immunologist, clinician, and data science to leverage the different expertise. So all these different data experts come together and form an interdisciplinary team, collaborate and help us overpower or overcome the challenge. The substantial computational power and memory resources as advanced AI algorithms require high computational power and memory resource. Now, let's move ahead. We have already spoken about the challenges, but let's go ahead and understand it further. Explainability of AI models. The black box nature of AI algorithms particularly require deep learning models due to their complex architecture, opaque decision-making process, which results in interpretation of model predictions and explaining the rationale behind vaccine design recommendations can, of course, be a challenge. And accurate modeling of human immune system is challenging due to high complexity of immune system. This increases algorithm's complexity manifold, thereby making it even more challenging and to understand the decision-making process of algorithm. Interpretability of AI models is crucial in understanding model predictions, identify potential biases, gaining insights into underlying biological mechanism. Yes, the human body is very complex, and to get into those manifolds, understand the complexity, the decision making becomes challenging here. But interpretability of AI models is very crucial in understanding model predictions, and it helps us overcoming this challenge. It integrates domain knowledge into AI models, which help us align computational findings with known biological mechanism and validate predictions. Collaborative efforts between the AI research and domain expert help us to ensure transparency of models, and ensuring the AI algorithm be unbiased and ethical is crucial when dealing with diverse population. Regulatory challenge is one of the very crucial challenge here, where integrating AI into vaccine development involves navigating complex regulatory framework in vaccine research and development. The regulatory consideration also poses significant challenge for AI-driven vaccine design, particularly concerning the approval and license of AI-based vaccine candidates. The regulatory frameworks cannot fully accommodate the unique characteristic of AI-driven vaccines, such as algorithmic biases, model uncertainty, and dynamic learning capabilities. So these are a few of the challenges which are there in AI-based models. And addressing the regulatory consideration requires close collaboration between the multiple stakeholders, between multiple researchers, regulatory agencies, industry stakeholders, the clinician, and transparent reporting practices, rigorous validation studies, and real-world evidence generations are essential to demonstrate the safety, efficiency, reliability of the vaccines, whereas gain regulatory approvals.